It is time for our Tibbetts Talk, and it is hard to believe we're almost halfway through the Tibbetts summer theater season. We welcome in a guy who's in a couple of the main stage shows, one of the main stage shows, and what will be a great popcorn theater show coming up here, too. And that's Niall Burch on the line with us, back for your second season. Does it seem like familiar territory now for you, Niall, for your second year at Tibbetts?
It definitely does. Like, even just flying in, I was just like, oh my gosh, I remember all the people, the warmth, the energy, the places. Like, it felt so comfortable coming back. I just love it. Like, that's why I came back. It was just a great feeling. So, yeah, it definitely does feel so much more familiar.
Well, it's interesting to look in the Tibbetts book that everybody gets the program. There's a map in there this year, which is really kind of cool. This year's company comes from 13 states besides Michigan, from as far south as Florida, out to California, Alaska, and a bunch of you guys from New York, right?
Yes, and that's so cool because, like, I get to meet people from all these different places that, like, I normally wouldn't run into. Like, just a great way to meet connections and find new people and just connect about stories from all over the place.
All right. So tell folks a little bit about, I know we talked about last year when you were on the air, a little bit about your educational background in the theater biz.
Absolutely. So I just got my BFA, my bachelor's in fine art from New York University, Tisch School of the Arts, with a minor in like the business of the arts. And I'm living in the city and I have two jobs that I'm auditioning, and yeah, this is kind of like my first job post grad. So it's been great and I'm just kind of excited to see what comes next.
Yeah, you're in the real world now, right?
I'm in the real world, exactly. Yes, exactly.
But with the business degree part of it, that gives you a lot of different kind of tracks that you can move on to in other ways, whether it's a producer or someone doing other things within the, because there's so many other jobs within theater business other than just being on stage, right?
Well, that's exactly why I did it, exactly. Like, there's such a world behind the stage as well, in terms of what goes on in putting up a show and funding it and working with producers and everything. And so I figured that I'd get that minor just to kind of like get a little taste as to what that's like.
All right. Well, you're one of the players in Godspell on stage, the family, the tribe, I guess maybe it's been described on that. Tell us the feeling of that, of when you guys are done with that show, are you kind of drained, but also joyous at the same time?
Yes, exactly. It is such, it's such a fulfilling show, but it definitely is taxing both physically and emotionally, just because, you know, obviously not a huge spoiler, but the crucifixion at the end, it really bonds together our community. It's such an ensemble piece that we all created together, and because of that, it's like we have stronger connections because of it. But yeah, it definitely is joyous, but also, you know, a little bit, it's tough. It's tough, but it's exciting. It's good.
All right. So you were in Best of Broadway last year. The Fantastics as well. Good man, Charlie Brown. But the Fantastics, and also on this one, and I hope it's not a spoiler for folks, you have another dramatic dying scene.
I do. That's kind of my Tibbetts staple right now. So I was glad to bring that back.
So yeah, you died very, very well in Fantastics. Maybe a little over the top, but and you get a chance to do that too in Godspell. So that's
yeah,
one of those.
I was so glad that Tad gave me a reprise of that. So.
Well, again, it's one of those moments where sometimes you need a little humor in shows like that, because again, it does have a somewhat of a dramatic theme at the end. But that, I think that's what makes it so moving as a show, that it really runs you through the full range of emotions.
It does, and it's so good at bringing out the joy and the humor of it, and really just like you walk away feeling so fulfilled with, you know, all these just great lessons, and it's just a warm show. I was just so warm.
Niall Burch, one of the actors with Tibbetts Summer Theater this season. You're also in what's going to be a very cool popcorn theater show, Jungle Book, right?
Yes, yes. Yes, I'm Mowgli in the Jungle Book.
This is actually an adaptation, and with great music in it, too. Are there any cool songs that you get to sing?
Yes, I actually sing a duet with Baloo, with Ruben, who plays Baloo. And it is just so cute, so fun, and it's so, I just love it. It's, Jungle Book is such a great story, and I just know that the kids are going to eat it up.
All right, so that runs this weekend and next weekend, Friday and Saturday each day, and folks get their tickets at tibbetts.org for that. And then also a piece that you guys are doing this year, late night cabarets, so you get to kind of go, I don't say off script, but it's now a chance to do some Broadway favorites of your guys, right?
Exactly. Well, that's exactly it. Like, we get the opportunity to sing songs from our book, so songs that we have sung for auditions, songs that we've sung in classes at school, and yeah, we kind of just get to have a little late night moment with people and share a little bit of song.
All right, that'll be coming up next week at the end of right after performances, a couple of the shows for Nonsense. Folks can get more information on the website about that. And then back after you're done then with all of that, back to New York and lots of knocking on doors and passing out headshots and everything else, right?
Exactly. Right after I leave here, I'm going to visit my dad for a bit. And then, yeah, back to New York, where I'm excited to just kind of hit the ground running.
Hey, well, you got big stuff ahead of you, so looking forward to it. Now, thanks for being here again this year for Tibbetts, and we'll see you up on stage, all right?
Absolutely. Thanks,
and
appreciate it.
Niall Birch, one of the actors with Tibbetts Summer Theater. And, of course, he's in Godspell, and will also be in Jungle Book, and then also in the cabarets as well. Part of our Tibbetts Talk.